Arizona's Secretary of State race has been generating a lot of interest and money. This, of course, follows the partisan review of ballots in Maricopa County and comments about it and Arizona's 2020 election by former President Donald Trump, who continues to say without any evidence that he actually won the state. A new analysis by the Brennan Center for Justice finds the candidates have raised a combined $2.3 million. That's more than $1 million more than at this point in the last election for this office in 2018. And there's a tenfold increase in the number of out-of-state donors this year compared to 4 years ago. Ian Vandewalker joins me to talk more about this. He's senior counsel with the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center, where he researches money in politics. And Ian, let's start broadly before talking specifically about Arizona. It seems as though you're finding there's a lot more interest than normal in Secretary of State races across the country right now. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, absolutely. We had this sense that there's been more sort of chatter and conversation and attention being paid to these state races. So we looked at the amount of money flowing into them as a way of measuring that. And we found, sure enough, in battleground states, there's a lot more money. Three times what was seen at this point in the last cycle in 2018, and eight times 2014.
Have there been increases like this between previous elections? Like, in other words, has there been a time when we have seen this kind of increase election cycle over election cycle for these kinds of races?
Well, we collected data back to 2010. And I can tell you that if you look at the slope of the chart, it's pretty flat and then all of a sudden swoops up in this last cycle. So not in recent memory, certainly.
So let's talk about Arizona, because this is one of the states you looked at. And what you found is that fundraising for this year's Secretary of State race is more than double the level that you found at this point in the prior cycle 4 years ago. Any sense of to what you're attributing that?
Well, certainly Arizona's election administration has been in the news since 2010. There was a controversy there around Joe Biden's win in the presidency, and there was a review of the election in certain counties ordered by Senate Republicans, and the Secretary of State, the current Secretary of State, you know, was criticized over that and with other people defending her. So there's definitely been a controversy around it, and one of the more successful fundraisers there, Mark Fincham, has received national attention, has been endorsed by former President Trump. So, you know, those seem to be some of the driving factors.
Yeah. So you referenced Representative Mark Fincham. Let's talk about him for a minute, because he's raised more than $650,000. He's one of the top fundraisers in what is a fairly crowded GOP primary for that race. Is it safe to say that, as you say, the review of the ballots in Maricopa County, his role in that, his affiliation with former President Trump and sort of those in his orbit, is that sort of the reason why he has rocketed toward the top of the fundraising and attention charts here?
Well, it's hard to say. Those are certainly the available, you know, factors to point to. You know, at bottom, these are thousands of decisions made by thousands of different donors. So it's hard to say. But, you know, even that's unusual. He has more donors than the entire all the candidates in the Secretary of State race last time around. And 2/3 of them are from outside of Arizona. So, you know, these aren't people who are picking up an Arizona newspaper and seeing Mark Fincham's name. These are people who are noticing that national attention has been paid to him.
And we should point out that it's not just on the GOP side, right? It's Democrats are raising more money than Democrats in the past, and in some cases, you know, increasing their donor lists as well.
Yes, absolutely. That is true. There's more money across the board in these races. And in places, especially where you see incumbents, whether Republican or Democrat, those people tend to be raising a lot of money. In Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, who got a lot of attention, again, for the way the 2020 election played out there, a Democrat incumbent, has raised more money than her own record last time around and more money than the last incumbent. So it's definitely happening on both sides of the aisle.
So one of the other things that you found is that a number of these candidates are getting a lot of money, a lot of contributions from people who are not in Arizona. I'm wondering if that signals some kind of maybe nationalization of some of these, especially election administration races, where the fact that how elections are run has become such a national issue for so many people that, you know, people are not just looking at maybe U.S. Senate races or even governor's races, but they're looking further down the ballot to the people who are running the elections.
Yes, absolutely. I think not, you know, a few years ago, you know, you could name the governors of various states, but you certainly wouldn't be able to name the Secretary of State of any states. And after 2020, we're seeing more of these people have more of a national profile. And again, a way of measuring that attention is the amount of dollars and the amount of money coming from out of state into this Arizona State Secretary of State race is 10 times what it was in the last cycle in 2018. And certainly Mark Fincham has been very successful in that respect. Two-thirds of his donors live outside of Arizona.
What about outside groups spending money? Are you seeing any of that so far in terms of PACs or super PACs or other groups who are trying to influence this race?
Yes, definitely. There has been some outside money, by which we mean basically anything that's not coming from a candidate themselves. There have been some super PACs sort of talking about the issue of the election in Arizona, I think mostly in response to the review of the vote in Maricopa County.
What does all this mean for this election and ultimately the person who wins the race in November? Like, why does it matter that these candidates are raising so much more money from so many more people and, you know, there's this much more interest in this particular race?
Yeah, you know, on the one hand, it's good for the voters to know who's running for Secretary of State and to understand what they stand for and to be informed about these races. On the other hand, I think the tenor of some of this has become, on both sides of the aisle, you know, we need our person in there counting the votes so that the other side doesn't steal the election. And I think it's terrible for democracy. It's terrible for voters' confidence to think we can't trust the person counting the votes if they're not on our side, right? Everybody should trust election administration, the process of voting, the process of counting and certifying the vote. And so the idea that these races are turning into don't let the other side steal the election is, I think, very dangerous for democracy more generally.
All right. That's Ian Vandewalker, senior counsel with the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. Ian, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk to you.